Nolte, left-wing late-night hosts disappear for 3 months and no one cares. By John Nolte on August 7, 2023. Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel, and the rest of the leftist late-nighters have been off the air since May. Has anyone noticed? I didn't even know that left-wing bigots like Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers were airing reruns, which tells you just how little impact these woke echo chambers have nowadays. Via Fox News. The writer's strike, now in tandem with the actor's strike, has halted production of movies and TV shows across the entertainment industry. Among the first immediately impacted were the late-night shows, including The Late Show and The Tonight Show, as well as Jimmy Kimmel Live, Late Night with Seth Meyers, The Daily Show, Real Time with Bill Maher, Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, and Saturday Night Live, all of them forced to air reruns. Political satirist Tim Young says their months-long absence makes it easy to forget about them. Their tired attempts at making funny news-based monologues that were always about Trump had become exhausting and unquotable, so they'd rarely even be covered by entertainment news anymore, Young told Fox News Digital. Late-night shows are so forgettable that I think people have just moved on. They just aren't missed. As Fox points out, all of these smug scolds have lost huge parts of their audience. Since 2018, Colbert dropped from 3 million viewers to 2.1 million and he's the top guy. Fallon collapsed from 2.3 million to 1.3 million. Kimmel collapsed from 2 million to 1.5 million. Seth Meyers attracts only 778,000 viewers. The Daily Show is hardly a blip, with just 366,000 viewers. Over at Fox News, Greg Gutfeld is still on the air attracting around 2 million viewers and frequently topping the network brothers. So are people watching the reruns? Well, not too many. In the most recent ratings, The Daily Show is under 250,000 viewers. Jimmy Kimmel sits at 1.15 million. Stephen Colbert, John Oliver, and Seth Meyers attracted just 1.3 million, 464,000, and 563,000, respectively. These shows have become so insular and divisive that unless you are the less than 1% of Americans who live in the bubble of their elite forest, you don't even notice that they've fallen, that they are gone entirely. As I laid out here, it is the affirmative action of pay TV that keeps this slow-rated leftist garbage on the air, but those days are coming to an end. Does anyone believe Colbert or Jimmy or Jimmy or Seth or those losers over at The Daily Show could survive on ad revenue alone, on merit? Johnny Carson used to pull in upwards of 9 million viewers. He had to survive on merit. And on free streaming outlets like Pluto, his reruns still survive on merit, which is ad revenue. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.